This is Jim Radio.
Are you ready for a music trivia challenge? Ready to test yourself to see how good you are at recognizing classic hit songs? Well, you are in luck. It is episode number 3 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge. 5 songs, 5 decades, and it's all ahead on the Jim Radio Podcast. Well, welcome back, and thank you so much for the feedback, the comments, and emails on our first 2 episodes. As promised, the 5 clues in this show are going to be a little bit tougher. We started out with easy clues on the first show. Last week, they got a little more difficult. And this week, we are reaching what we like to call the difficult level of difficulty. So you know how it works. We play the opening notes from classic hit songs, and you try to figure out the song, the artist, and if you're really good, the year. 5 songs, 5 decades. Let's get started. Here is your hit from the 1950s. And one more time. Ah, pretty quick clue there. Did you get it? How about something from the 1960s? Here comes your hit from the 1970s. A little bit more challenging this week. How about a hit from the 1980s? And finally, here comes your hit from the 90s. Well, the answers will be coming up in just a minute. And remember, all of the snippets we play today are presented under the fair use doctrine. If you like what you hear, maybe you hear one of those songs that brings back memories. Maybe you don't have it already in your collection. Well, we always encourage you to purchase or download it legally. And to help you do that, you can find the links to all of the artists in our show notes at jimdriscoll.net. All right. Let's get to the answers. Here was your hit from the 1950s. Reached number 2 in 1958. From Bobby Day, it was Rockin' Robin. Yeah, 24 years later, 1972, none other than Michael Jackson covered the song. His version also went to number 2 on the U.S. charts. Here comes your clue from the 1960s. It was a number 1 hit for Steppenwolf, 1968, Born to be Wild. Born to be wild. Well, the song was featured in the 1969 movie Easy Rider, the counterculture classic starring Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda. The song always reminds me of motorcycles when I hear it. In addition to Easy Rider, you can also hear that song on movies such as Coming Home, One Crazy Summer, Opportunity Knocks, Speechless, and Dr. Doolittle 2. I think probably Born to be Wild's high point, or maybe it was the low point, was undoubtedly in 1994 when Ozzy Osbourne did a duet with Miss Piggy. It was released on an album called Kermit Unpigged. And it featured rock stars singing with the Muppets. Definitely a forgettable moment. All right, here was your hit from the 1970s. Quick piano note to get you started. From the album Stranger, it was Billy Joel. Yeah, the song was called Only the Good Die Young. It came out in 1977. The song talks about Virginia. It was a real person, Virginia Callahan. She was a girl that Billy had a crush on when he first started playing in a band. Only the Good Die Young didn't do well at first. That was until church officials around the U.S. heard it and condemned the song. And, of course, the controversy was great publicity, and it sent the song soaring up the charts. All right, here's your hit from the 1980s. Catch the clue? Number 1, 1988, Steve Winwood and Roll With It. was Winwood's biggest solo hit in the U.S. It spent 4 weeks at number one, also topped the pop chart in his native Britain. Roll With It also holds the distinction of being the last number one song of Casey Kasem's 18-year run as the original host of the American Top 40 radio program. Now, he later rejoined the show about 10 years later, but during that first run, Roll With It was his last number one hit. Finally, here was your hit from the 1990s. 1991 reached number four for REM, was Losing My Religion. Yeah, the song won a Grammy in 1991 for the best pop performance by a duo or group. 10 years later, the lead singer, Michael Stipe, told Entertainment Weekly that Losing My Religion was what he called a fluke hit. He said it was a 5-minute song with no chorus and a mandolin as the lead instrument. Well, there you have it. 5 songs, 5 decades. How'd you do? Next week, we raise the bar a little bit, and we bring you some pretty tough clues for experts only. Are you up to the challenge? Well, feedback is always welcome at jimradio@gmail.com. Until next time, yeah, thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening to the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge on the Jim Radio Podcast.